beauty of heaven and the darkness that is felt in purgatory, we would do everything in our power to empty it. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 3 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, that will end on April 19th, Holy Saturday. The book that we are using is Unpublished Manuscript on Purgatory, taking little excerpts each and every day, a short reflection, and then some short prayers at the very end. Then on the last day, we will do the consecration. We will be doing all of this through video for the sake of convenience for those that cannot join live. Let's get into today's reading. It is so beautiful in heaven. There is a great distance between purgatory and heaven. We are privileged at times to catch a glimpse of the joys of the blessed in paradise. But it is almost a punishment. It makes us yearn to see God. In heaven, it is pure delight. In purgatory, profound darkness. We can never understand either purgatory or heaven. We're only able to understand these through analogies, and we have to ask for these graces. The best place for us to understand heaven is in prayer. And we have to ask the souls in purgatory to give us some of these glimpses, even if it's going to cause us suffering. Anyone who sees portions or parts of heaven, or even gets a little glimmer, it causes them intense suffering afterwards because they want more. You want more of what you just saw. So we need to have the courage to ask the souls in purgatory who get these glimpses, because you could say they're the experts in getting glimpses of heaven, to ask them to give us some of these glimpses. Wouldn't that be amazing if we can share in some of those glimpses? And maybe we're going to get it in a natural way. Maybe we're going to ask for this prayer and we'll get some intense consolation in prayer, or we can have these incredible moments in our life. Or maybe it's just a particularly beautiful sunset. However, if we ask them for glimpses of heaven, what do you think I'm going to tell you to do? We need to ask them to get glimpses of the darkness of purgatory. When I was little, I was petrified of the dark. I hated it. I, without my parents knowing, would watch these scary movies, maybe with my older brother, I don't remember, partially out of curiosity, and that made me be so afraid of the dark. And the darker the dark it was, the more I was petrified. So when I hear of the darkness of purgatory, it's somewhere that I don't want to go. But if we really love them, we have to know what it's like for them. We have to. Perhaps you've already experienced profound darkness and profound delight in your life. Maybe moments when you're really doing well with your spouse, profound delight. And then you have an intense fight and you feel so far from them, profound darkness. Or maybe there could be moments in your life where you have incredible suffering because of some disease or something else. Or maybe even things happening in your daily life or in your work. And then when that stops, that contrast can help you understand a little bit of what the souls in purgatory are going through. Now pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you in day 4.